You know, one thing I learned through this journey, this last years of doing network marketing, is that your income is really attached to your personal growth. And the more that you grow personally, the bigger your check becomes. And so what we need to do is just really work on ourselves, work on ourselves, work on bettering ourselves. And as we do that, guess what happens? Our business will grow with that.
I totally agree. I think one of the things that gets in the way is the programming. You know, and there are a lot of great instruction in the world, in network marketing and in personal development, you know, about how we change our programs. But the way that we're programmed, we'll call it ego. I remember when you first called me about network marketing, and I had no interest. And it was really because of a couple of reasons. In fact, I think people don't get involved in network marketing because of two aspects or two branches of their ego. Branch number one is fear, the fear of failure. I know that was a big one for me. I think some people have fear of success.
I agree with you.
Fear of what their neighbors are going to think of them. Fear of what their spouse is going to think of them. You're doing this again? Fear is definitely one of the branches of the ego that holds people back from getting involved in the industry, but especially after they get involved, they're almost paralyzed. They're always saddling up but never riding because of fear.
And sometimes people think this is a sales business and they're afraid of wanting to sell to their friends and family. And you know, this is not a sales business. This is really a people business. And so we need to learn people skills in this. And here's a key point. We just have to be real. Don't be fake. Just be yourself. I mean, people know when you're trying to sell them something. How many people like to be sold something? Not too many people. Seth, you like to be sold something?
Not at all.
I mean, if you go and buy a computer at the store and they try to sell you on something that you don't want, how does it feel, Seth?
Well, as soon as that salesperson starts applying their sales tactics to me, you know, if I'm the object of their design, I'm out of there. You know, I mean, I'll go buy it somewhere else. I'll get out of there as fast as I can, though I wanted to buy.
But Seth, how many people like to buy things?
Well, I think we all have a wish list.
See, and that's the difference. Our job is not to be a salesperson, not to try to sell people on joining our business and buying things. Our job is really to get people to want to buy. And here's the mindset. If we just think about what can I do for you instead of what can you do for me? I remember the beginning when I first started internet marketing, you know, my thought was, I got to go talk to Seth so that I can make some money.
I see how you are.
Unconsciously, you think like that, right? Mm. But when I could finally change my mindset to, what can I do for Seth? And what can I do for our people to help them be successful and help them to make money? Guess what? My business started to explode. And I think that's the key. Again, this is a people business and we need to learn people skills.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we talk about that branch of our ego, fear. And I think there's the other branch that holds people back from getting involved in our industry and then really developing and growing and being successful is the other branch of the ego, and that's ignorance. Sometimes our ego keeps us from learning the things that we need to learn. It keeps us ignorant about the industry. I mean, I know I was. I thought it was about you trying to sell me, get me in your stupid deal. And that's really not the industry. The industry is perhaps one of the best ways that we learn real life principles. And if you go and help other people, really, if you'll lock in and help the people, frankly, who want to help themselves, if you get that knowledge, it will set you free. It's amazing.
Just a quick thought. I think people are amazing. I mean, we're just born with God stuff in us. We're born to be amazing people. And I think this ego just kind of gets in the way of helping us be who we can be. And so here's the question. Do you want to be right or do you want to make money in this industry or in anything? And so we just got to get out of our way. Just get out of your own way so that you can be successful. You can be the best you can be. You can be God stuff. Just think about that for a second.
I want you to think about really what you can accomplish. You know, it has nothing to do with what's on your business card, has nothing to do with your title, has nothing to do with your background in business, all the great things you've done, or, on the other hand, any of the failures that you've experienced. Has nothing to do with who your parents are or who your children are, because you know what, frankly, that's not important. You don't need that. That is not who you are.
And I think that's the most important thing. Sometimes we get all these things of who we want to be, and we just lose track of who we are. Really, like we talked about, we're God stuff. And so sky's the limit of where we can go. Just remember that. Just get out of your way. The past is the past, and let's just work on today and tomorrow. And just because you've failed in network marketing before, if you have, doesn't mean that you're going to fail today. sky's the limit.